All right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading them. It's Monday, May 6th, and stocks higher again after Friday's jobs report. We'll take a look at what's going on in the markets? Plus, is the Fed ready to cut rates? And Micron on the move. Berkshire Hathaway in the spotlight after its annual meeting over the weekend. Plus, we're going to take a look at our open positions. So a lot to talk about today. Let's go ahead and let me share my screen. While I do that, my name is Mark Hodge. I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading. And here we talk about the markets. So the S&P up again, quite an impressive week and actually wrap up of the week on Friday, a gap higher. And here we see that the S&P finished higher by over 1%. We could go to a weekly chart and ending positive after being down midweek following that Fed statement last Wednesday. We could look at the Dow, same story. Dow finishing last week up 1.1%. Nice rebound and recovery. Nice way to end the week. I think the Dow was up 1.2% on Friday. And then the NASDAQ also finishing near highs of the week with a nice rebound and recovery. Big day on Friday, up 2%, finishing the week higher by 1.4%. So back-to-back winning weeks now. And all of it due to that Friday jobs report. We can pop over here and look at the economic calendar. Go back because I think this is worth looking at once again. Here we see that on Friday, average hourly earnings came down a tick. The non-farm employment number was much lower than expected with 175,000 jobs versus the 238 that were expected. And then the unemployment rate ticked higher. And so this jobs report was exactly what investors wanted to see for the Fed to consider rate cuts. So we know that after Wednesday's meeting, the Fed kept rates the same. And basically the discussion was, hey, we don't see what we need to cut rates right now, but we're watching things. And we don't see that a rate hike is likely, but still we want to see some changes. And so this is a change and a shift from what we've seen recently. With a strong economy, but the jobs market starting to weaken a little bit. Of course, this is just one month. It's one reading, but this got investors excited because if we now look at the probabilities with the CME Group's Fed Fund Futures and Probability Tool, we see that after that Fed statement, investors were thinking that maybe there's one cut on the table for the year. But this has been a substantial shift from where we began the year, where some investors thought maybe 5 or 6 rate cuts were possible. I mean, even the Fed was saying they expected 3 cuts at the March meeting when they showed their dot plot. And now it looks like we have 2 on the table, at least based on Fed funds future. So the market liking that. In fact, now even a possible cut, although a low percentage for June, after the Fed's statement and meeting on Wednesday, it seemed like that was it just wasn't going to happen. And then even July, look at this, a 31% chance that the Fed could cut in July. I think that that's super aggressive. But now we see that the probabilities show a strong likelihood of a cut at the September meeting. And it may be even a cut at the December meeting. So now we're pricing in 2 cuts for the year. And that's all based on that jobs report there. If we go back here and we look at yields, we see that yields falling after this news. So the 10-year yield down substantially on Friday or last week, that is. So down 3.3% for the week. And that's good coming off of these highs that were established in April. Pulling back a little bit, that's going to help the stock market out with yields falling. Today, we're kind of all over the place, a little bit flat for the session. We started the day down on the yields, but now a little bit mixed, a little bit flat, and that's okay. If we see what's going on in the market itself. We see that the S&P 500 adding another 0.5% today. The Dow up 0.2%. The NASDAQ also up 0.5%. So some follow through and continuation based on Friday's reaction to the jobs report. And it looks like not only did investors like what they heard on Friday, but they are following through and markets are higher. Interesting to see that the VIX is up a little bit with yields basically flat and the markets higher. There is a little bit of an increase. Now, 2.5% isn't a whole lot for the VIX, the way that it moves. But typically, you'd see with markets higher and yields flat that the VIX would be down a little bit. Not the case today. Crude oil also moving higher today after what became a, what is this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, is that 7 days, a 7 day losing streak? No, it looks like 6. But either way, a real quick pullback away from 84 down below $79 a barrel. Today, a little bit higher at 78.57 right now. But looks like we have a positive day, at least for now. Gold also positive, up a little bit. And just kind of chopping around the last couple of weeks, pulling back from all-time highs there in April and now just a little bit sideways for the last couple of days. But gold just under 1% higher for today's session. So things definitely on the move here. Now, let's take a look at some individual names. We could look at Micron. MU is the ticker. So Micron getting a nice little upgrade here that contributed to a 4% gain for Micron, gapping higher. A nice move. It was Baird upgraded the stock to outperform from neutral, saying that there are meaningful opportunities ahead for this company. Investors liking that news. A few other stocks on the move here. We could look at Tyson. What is it? TSN. There you go. TSN. Look at this. Gapping lower and continuing to slide down 6.9%. We see here that they reported better than expected earnings, but they missed on their revenue. Pretty big drop here. And I mean, gosh, look at this. It's potentially its worst day in a quarter after earnings miss expectations. So pretty big slide for Tyson. Not a big mover except for today. Now, Berkshire Hathaway, we could look at Berk A or Berk B. It doesn't really matter. We see here that, okay, gapping up, but now up just 0.5%. We could look at Berk B. It's going to basically be the same thing, but a stock price that's a little more manageable there. We see up 0.5%. Now, the famous annual meeting of Berkshire Hathaway was over the weekend, and they announced that they had their operating profit jump 39% year over year, while cash swelled to a record level. So Berkshire Hathaway sitting on a pile of cash like Warren Buffett and trying to figure out what to do next. And we'll see if there are any opportunities out there. And with upcoming disclosures, if we see that they're picking up some shares of a new company, a new investment, something that they see attractive that offers some value there. But always interesting to see the reaction to Berkshire Hathaway after their annual meeting. Let's take a look at the heat map real quick, and let's just see what's going on in the overall market because, okay, now it's a little bit different. This morning at the open, it was just all green. Everything was green. I don't think I've seen the heat map so green. But now we see that, okay, it's a little bit mixed. There's you know, a little bit of a pullback in some areas, but financial services and tech are looking pretty strong here. Apple down just a little bit. If we look at the big names, Microsoft up 0.4%, NVIDIA up 3%, Amazon up 0.1%, And if we look at Google, down 0.3%, Apple down 0.8%, Meta up 0.9%, and Tesla up 0.9%. A little bit of a weak sector here, consumer defensive down a little bit, and healthcare also down, but a lot of green overall in the market. So moving on, let's take a look at WTF signals here. And you know that Marcus and I, we are trading the WTF strategy. That's Win the Fear for anybody that's new. With Win the Fear, we are looking for opportunities in the market when there is an oversold situation. And here we had no new signals. We had no exits, but we do have a few open trades. TOP working out nicely here. We went long around 125.08 and it pulled back, but now a nice day for COP. Still in this one, no exit. Dash was one that we entered on Friday. Entered around 116.48, slightly positive now. So working its way back and no exit yet. EMR pulling back still. 107.20 was our entry. Down just a little bit on this one, but still an open trade. IBM looks like it might have found a bottom here. And after this reversal day, two consecutive up days, our entry was around 167.50. We're just shy of that right now, but still in the trade, nothing to do with that one. Target, the one that's not really behaving, kind of pulling back here. 160.83 was our entry. And there was a recent trade that was a nice win here, just trying to figure out where we go. Right now trading around 156.75. Still in this one, no exit. So we do have a few WTF signals and positions that we've traded. Nothing to do with those right now. No new signals, no exits, and we'll continue to monitor those. The wheel. Let's take a look at Apple. AAPL. Apple having a huge reaction to earnings. And, you know, basically, well, things are okay. We did a little bit better. And maybe iPhones are doing okay. Maybe our investment in other areas is okay. But oh, by the way, we're going to buy back a ton of stock and help you out there if you're a shareholder. That was kind of the earnings report on Friday or on Thursday after the bell. And investors saying, yippee, that share buyback helping Apple have one of its best days that we've seen in a long time. Pulling back a little bit today, but hey, I'm no longer in this trade and Marcus is no longer in this trade because I was out. I didn't want this earnings exposure, so I decided to play it a little more conservatively. Marcus decided that he was willing to have this exposure to earnings, and he sold calls, getting some really nice premium on the call side. And then it gapped higher. Does this mean that Marcus played it wrong or I played it wrong? No, you want to follow your plan, and the plan is there to protect you and help you. And for me, when it comes to earnings can be a huge wild card, right? Sure, Apple was up, and in hindsight, you could say, oh, yeah, I should have held Apple. But did you know there was going to be this huge buyback of shares? No. And in fact, if they didn't announce it, probably would have been a lot more tricky. Because I really think that was a key driver here. Sure, I mean, they beat on earnings too, but that was a big part of investors saying yippee for Apple. But look at Starbucks, right? I mean, Starbucks just kind of doing its thing. And then here, Starbucks getting beat up after earnings. So sure, sometimes you could have a positive reaction to earnings. Sometimes you could have a negative reaction to earnings. I think you just need to decide, are you comfortable holding into earnings? And it's okay if you're not, but don't beat yourself up if you decide to play it a little more conservatively, not have that earnings risk and exposure, and then you see something like this happen. You want to be consistent. And by being consistent, you might miss out on something like this, but then you also miss out on something like this. So anyway, going back to some open positions here, CSIQ, have we found a bottom? It sure looks like investors have tossed out these lows and said, you know what, we're not going to play around with those anymore because CSIQ up again today, up almost 2% here. I'll take it. So moving higher, we'll see what comes next for CSIQ, but another update for CSIQ right now, and we'll see where we go from here. NEE, what an impressive run for a utility here. After this pullback that we had in April, I mean, just moving higher. What is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 out of 13 days higher, and it looks like we're going to do it again today, up over 1%, trading at 70.94. Now, Marcus and I, we own shares at 69.50. And we've collected some premium on this one. We got paid a couple of times with dividends. And on Friday, we decided to sell the 70 calls on this one. We got 70 cents, some nice premium on that 70 call. It's continued to rally here today. So we'll see what happens at the end of the week. But if the stock closes below 70, our calls will expire worthless. If the stock closes above 70, we might have shares of NEE called away. We'd make a little money on the stock and then keep all of the premium that we've collected and those dividends as well. Or maybe a roll. Maybe a roll. So anybody new to options trading and what happens if you sell a call? Well, we know the two outcomes. Either called away or expires worthless unless we decide to intervene. And intervening in this case, according to our plan, would be potentially rolling, which would be buying back this week's call that we sold and then selling next week's call. Marcus and I have a rule of thumb where we're looking to target 60% annualized. That would be the net credit that we would receive on a roll to extend the trade. Now, we want to make sure that it's definitely something we want to continue to hold, right? We wouldn't focus on the premium we get on the roll if we didn't want to hold it for another week and we just wanted to move on and be done with this trade. Now, this is looking pretty good, but at the same time, I've been in this for a long time. I don't see any new opportunities right now, but I would like to reclaim that buying power because this one just it hasn't worked as expected. It was a more challenging trade. This has been a pretty impressive run. Sure, it can continue, but I'm going to factor that in and I'm going to see where it goes this week. So I'm definitely not rolling on a Monday, extending the trade out a week. This is where I'm usually looking at rolls starting on Wednesday, but realistically focusing more on Thursday or Friday. The best roll scenario is if the stock is trading at the strike that we've sold. So as it gets further in the money, the premium there just isn't available. But that just tells me that I should be done with the trade anyway. So this one, we'll see what happens this week. But NEE continuing to look real strong here. And right now we're trading above that 70 strike that we sold. UPS, another one that we're in that's just hanging out, going sideways. I tried to extend my trend line here, helping it out. Little trader trick from the toolbox. You draw lines on the chart to help the stock know where to go. And it looks like we started okay, but we've pulled back this morning down up 0.1%. So lagging behind the overall market, just kind of hanging out here in this range that's been established. But at this point, nothing to do with this one. Now, on Friday, we have ex-dividend day, which means that shareholders on record, which at this point we will be shareholders on record unless there's something crazy that happens and this just takes off throughout the week. We will be the shareholders on record on Friday and we will be entitled to that $1.63 dividend that gets paid 20 days later on May 30th at the end of the month. So I'll take that. I mean, this has been a nice dividend payer for us, collecting some decent dividends, which are bringing down a break even. Right now, nothing to do with this one. So just to take a look at the overall week, let's go back to the economic calendar. And we see here that it's really a light week. There are some red flag reports on Thursday, unemployment claims, but sure, can the market move? Yes, but not really a big report. It's a little more in the spotlight recently because of the focus on jobs. We have preliminary University of Michigan consumer sentiment, but again, no real big reports this week. There is a lot of Fed commentary, so we're going to hear from quite a few Fed members. They're all labeled as low flag reports because the Fed Chair Powell is always going to be the biggest, the most anticipated, and the most watched. But you never know, especially if there's a voting member that says something that kind of catches the market off guard. We could also take a look at the earnings calendar, and we see here that earnings are coming. They're dwindling. When we look at the most anticipated, we see that the real heart of earnings season took place over the last 2 weeks. We have 61 most notable right now this week, with Disney and Uber probably being the biggest. Disney before the bell tomorrow, Uber before the bell on Wednesday. You also have Airbnb after the bell on Wednesday. A few bigger companies reporting, but earnings season starting to quiet down a little bit. Oxy reporting after the bell on Tuesday as well. That's one that might be worth keeping an eye on. Oxy has pulled back a little bit from these recent highs. Maybe there's a negative earnings reaction to Oxy and an opportunity to pick up some Oxy shares here. Oxy right now at 65. A little high for me, but you never know what the reaction to earnings might be. And if we get a pullback and we could trade the wheel again, this one's been pretty fun for us to trade. And if it gets back into a range down here, I'd love to pick it up again. So with that said, that's going to do it for today's episode of Coffee with Mark, Marcus, and Mark tomorrow. So Marcus will be joining me again tomorrow for the rest of the week. But until then, if you like the video, please give it a thumbs up. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe. We appreciate those likes and subscriptions. But this subscription is free, so why not do it? With that said, before I go, here's a little trader joke for you. Why was a trader encouraged to go to anger management classes? He kept bragging about hitting the bid. Okay. See, it's kind of bad as a trader joke, kind of bad as a dad joke. But what I want you to do is everybody comment on this. Say it was the best joke ever. Because then Marcus will watch this video wondering what the heck I said. If there are like 50 comments about my joke. And then the joke will be on Marcus. All right. Have a great rest of your day. And until tomorrow. Happy trading, everybody.